Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Almost a year after its shutdown, the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant is still sparking debate over safety, spending, and the disposal of nuclear waste. Here with an update is Rutland Herald reporter Susan Small here. Hi, Susan. Nice to talk with you.
Hi, Jane.
So remind us, VY shut down last December. What's actually happening at the plant right now?
The Entergy is putting a lot of the extraneous buildings into what they call safe and dark, or they're even demolishing some of the minor buildings. They're also getting ready to ultimately transfer the fuel from the spent fuel pool to a new facility that they hope to start construction next year, 2016. And that will hold the spent nuclear fuel from Vermont Yankee until the year 2052 is when Entergy is expecting the Department of Energy will take away all the spent nuclear fuel at that point.
Although there are now some questions about where that spent nuclear fuel might ultimately end up. The Texas facility that Vermont and Vermont Yankee has a contract with to take that spent fuel only has a federal permit till, I think, 2045. So is there some question now about where that might actually go?
Well, the facility in Texas is for low-level waste, and so Vermont Yankee has to be demolished and decommissioned and decontaminated before the waste can be shipped to Texas. And their permit expires in 2045, and Vermont Yankee really doesn't expect to start demolition until 2068, according to the filings that Entergy has made with the NRC.
So there are some questions then about what might happen, but that's so far down the road we just can't figure it out at this point.
I would say the facility in Texas is actually owned privately by a company called Waste Control Specialist, and it has a contract with the Texas Low-Level Radioactive Waste Disposal Compact Commission, which is actually a Texas Vermont commission. And they've been talking about expanding to take even more low-level waste. And they've also been talking about taking high-level waste, which is the spent fuel.
Susan, I want to talk about the money question, because that's perhaps the area of biggest concern for the state at this point and the biggest area of contention between the state and Entergy. The state of Vermont wants more information about how Entergy Vermont Yankee is spending the decommissioning money. Break that down for us.
Well, it's all about money, as they say. In March, which was a couple of months into decommissioning, the decommissioning trust fund was at $661 million. And now it's down to about $600 million. Yankee has made quite a few withdrawals with the so-called 30-day notice to the NRC, which is how the state of Vermont learns about it. But the state is complaining that Entergy is not giving out very much information about how it's spending the money. And Vermont has a very vested interest in not only getting the plant decommissioned as quickly as possible, because Entergy said they'll start decommissioning as long as there's the adequate funds in the decommissioning trust fund, but also whatever's left over goes back to the Vermont ratepayers who started the decommissioning trust fund to begin with back in the 60s and 70s.
So, Susan, just a minute left here, but I'm curious, is it that the state of Vermont wants Entergy to spend the money differently, or it's just worried that it doesn't actually know how the money is being spent at all and wants more transparency?
Obviously, they need to know how they're spending it, and if they can say it's being spent wisely. There's some people are criticizing the money, the spending by Entergy, saying it's being done by a subsidiary of Entergy, and, you know, they're questioning the whole financing between Entergy and their subsidiary.
Susan Small here is a reporter with the Rutland Herald, and she's been updating us on what's been happening since Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant shut down last December and the ongoing back and forth between Entergy and the state of Vermont as mediated somewhat by the NRC. Susan, thank you so much for updating us.
Certainly, Jane.